We're continuing tradition, and in this mini episode, we are going to celebrate the best listener wins. Here we go. Are you tired of the traditional money advice? Me too. Bienvenida. Welcome to the Her Money Matters podcast. Join me each week for down-to-earth money conversations that will leave you with more confidence and inspiration to help you take control of your money. And you will probably learn some Spanish along the way too. ¿Lista? You ready? Empecemos pues. Let's get started. Bienvenida, this is Jen Hemphill, your host, and I'm excited you are tuning in to today's mini episode. As you know, or if you've been listening for a while, that we celebrate money wins on every single episode. And during our season breaks, we have begun to celebrate the best listener money wins. So today is no different. We are going to share some of the best money wins of the season, which I'm excited to do because this is a celebration of you. This is a celebration of your perseverance, your resilience, your grit, everything that you're doing in your personal finance journey. So before I get into the money wins, just in case this is your first time listening or you haven't been with us for a while and you're wondering what a money win is and why it's important, I'm going to share that with you. With money wins, there are no perfect answers in terms of what a money win is. It can be directly related to money or indirectly related. It can be a big win. It could be a small win. It could be a conversation that you have with your spouse that didn't end up in an argument. It can be finding money on the table or the ground. It can be automating your savings that you hadn't done before. It can be any of those things, right? It can be just feeling good about your money. There's no perfect answer, right? There's really no wrong or right answer. And by acknowledging your money wins, it's going to lessen the overwhelm that you feel, the stress, the frustration that we can feel about finances from time to time, which allows us to think more clearly so we can make better decisions. So that's in a nutshell what a money win is and why it is important to acknowledge and celebrate it. So let's start with the money wins. One of the best ones was from C. Albert. And she shares that she was proud of herself. She passed two coffee shops on her way to work, which eliminated her coffee runs. And there was one day that she really wanted one. She made it past the first one with just by telling herself that she could do it. Then she approached the second one. She was weakening, but she told herself that she could do it and that she would just suffice with the coffee at the office and that it wouldn't be that bad. And she cruised right on by, which is a victory for her, which is awesome. And with this, she saved approximately $15, which she is making a transfer to her savings. So that was awesome, awesome win that she shared. And another one was from Andrea, and she shared that she has been tracking her daily spending in a notebook. Even though she was frustrated that most of it went to transportation and food, she's reframing those expenses in ways of gratitude. So for example, $15 in gas is gratitude for the car she borrowed to drive to a beautiful concert. $18 for a lift was for her teaching job, which is an ease and calm before seeing the students instead of just driving herself, probably in the traffic and those type of things. So she shared that it's a huge win to keep track of the spending, to understand really where it's going. You really learn, even though it can be tedious, but you really learn where your money is going. You learn a little bit about your habits. You really understand and see if your values align with the spending that you're doing. So I love that she's been doing that and being consistent and reframing, even with the things that she's learned that, oh, she's maybe spending more or where it goes. She was frustrated, but she reframed that, which I absolutely love. And Bethany shares that her daughter met her annual out-of-pocket max for medical, which she shares is good and bad, but at least it means that they get to keep $300 a month, which they usually pay in copays. So they're planning to save it. So that is definitely a fantastic win. And Sally shares that she paid off her credit card. So that is fantastic because that's such a great feeling, right? And Casey shares that she had money to donate to a worthy cause. So all the work that she's been putting, she had money to donate, which she enjoys doing because it is important. She shares donating and giving back has become an important part of her money plan, and that it usually turns out it comes back twofold. That she never believed it, that it could be so important, but when she started doing that, she's realizing that. So I love that win as well. And Lauren shares that she has been holding herself accountable right now. And she was real. She says that she wished she could say she had bought the groceries and did meal prep, but she didn't. She ate out a lot, but she made sure to pay cash. And with that cash, she was able to confront her spending habits. And she says she likes to think of that as a harm reduction and accountability. And as she looked at her wallet that evening when she shared this, it was clear that she didn't want to make that mistake. So it was a win that of the observation. I feel like she probably spent less just because she had that cash. And I love that she shared that win. So way to go, Lauren. And then Brenda shared that she was debt-free except her mortgage, which I loved, and has been working to start a side hustle for about a year teaching Spanish. Hola, and tenemos que hablar español to teachers so they can communicate better with families. In May, she did a beta group, which wasn't a lot of money, but it's more than paying for the venue. She's renting, which is a win, to do the live event in December. And she's gotten private students from that. She's gotten more people coming to the beta group. And she says all of whom they want to enroll in their first in-person group class. So it's been a success. So I love that. And she hasn't spent any money on anything outside of that business, which is great, which is giving her more confidence and hope that it could expand to a greater source of income in the future. So that is another fantastic win. So that is it for the wins. Next week, you'll hear a replay. Don't forget, if you love this podcast, please do share with your friends, family members, colleagues, strangers. It is a season of giving, right? And sharing. So I appreciate you. I appreciate you listening. I appreciate you supporting this podcast. And we'll talk again next Thursday. Nos hablaremos el próximo jueves with a replay.